Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. It's a beautiful Sunday, Thursday, very tired. So, good evening, everybody. Yeah, with David Shombe and...
Hileni Inane.
Yes. Yes, we are very happy to have you as always. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. Business and Economic segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we discuss domestic policies regarding to finance. We discuss opportunities. It's also a platform where we call, expert in economic matters. We call in policymakers, we call in lawmakers, call in, economic movers. And it's also a platform where we facilitate, conversation regarding to, internal and external policies on economics. And yeah, as we are always saying, after every deep conversation that we give in, after every deep conversation that we come up with, we always invite callers to engage us in the studio and yeah, to contribute to the conversation.
Now, if you are perhaps new here to Eagle FM, we always advocate for you to follow our, social media platforms, and that is just to keep yourself up to date with what is happening on our daily programs and in and around the world on a daily basis. Alternatively, you can keep up with us on our Eagle FM app. Guys, like you know, the frequency thing, sometimes the network is not networking, but you're at least able to, get internet somewhere. At least the Wi-Fi comes across to just save the day. That's why we have Baratas here. And so download the Eagle FM app. It enables you to listen to live broadcast shows. Like right now, you could be listening to us from your app. And it also allows you to listen to previous shows. And they come on the app or the website as podcasts. And you can always go back and listen to conversations that you may have missed. And like I always say, we have some really insightful Oshiwambo conversations and... I'm just observing, and most of you guys, yeah, you don't know your culture, you don't know your background, you don't know the roots, you don't know all those, things that the Kokos were teaching us back in the day. So, like, this is just a platform that allows you to go back in your free time, take time with your kids and just listen and also teach them a thing or two, because already our culture is dying out and we don't want that. But let me not, do intense marketing, because we only have an hour to be here with you. But alternatively, follow us on all our social media platforms, and that is at Eagle FM Namibia, and you will be kept up to date. And for all your other products, we can come to you and live stream or live broadcast them, and that is at small finyana, just call us and we'll be able to help you. So David, let's take it away with the business and economic aspect of things.
Yes, let's start with it. Today we also brought you a business topic, and as we understand and as we know, business is about making money, and making money has different ways and different mechanisms that you have to use. And for you to get to the top, or the guys who made it in life, there is always this thing which have been said, Hileni, to say, your success is defined by people that you are meeting on the way, and also the people that you are associating with.
Yes.
Yeah, that is now what is bringing us to the topic for today, which is the power of networking in business and also in mainstream career. Yeah, because there is always a question which is being asked to say, look at the people around you, look at the people that you are calling your circle.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes you are not in the circle, sometimes you are in a cage. Then you need to look at that area to say, no, first, what is networking? What is the power of networking?
Yeah.
And yeah, let's go to the commercial break, then we come.
Okay.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council. Shiwanasha Namibia, Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wo technology. Imonena eimbiro joye mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteeta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandjakaneka oondjimbo moshigwana ashihe shaNamibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoondjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, Simaneka Karunga lya Katolika Karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengela nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imbagoe nena.
Ipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondutu to ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike.
And welcome back from, you know, paying the bills one way or another, ne?
Yeah.
In as much as sometimes you just want to keep running the mouth and, you know, getting some sense out of there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we need to pay the bills. And like you were saying, we are having this particular conversation on networking and...
Yeah.
How you can build yourself a fortune from that. So networking in a nutshell can be defined as, you know, the process of building and maintaining professional relationships that can create opportunities for career advancement, business growth, or knowledge sharing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's not even professional.
Yeah.
Because when people say professional, I feel like they are taking out the aspect of networking. Could be your friends. It could be acquaintances.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be professional. It could just be people you know and people that you can go back to when you need something.
Yeah.
And, you know, being here at Eagle FM has actually taught me the importance of networking. Because there are so many times that you need someone. Sometimes you're having a conversation and you just need someone to come in and speak on a subject matter.
I actually need people every time.
Yes. And you know, and for starters, this is a commercial radio station. So we have to make sure that the content we put out there is also, you know, content that is worthy of every one of our listeners.
Indeed.
So now you go to people and you're like, okay, who can I get to speak on this particular topic? Who can I get to engage me on this matter? And you come to realize that the people that surrounds you are easily able to give you the references that you need. But if you are just chilling in your house with your two friends and you guys are saying you don't need networking for anyone or anything,
I don't need people.
You and your two friends will be poor for the rest of your life.
No, it's true. Yeah, maybe we come to the point where we redefine or define what is networking, as you have said.
Yes.
Then we also differentiate the difference between networking and knowing people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there is somebody out there who knows a lot of people. You can know 200 people in your contact. Some people, you know, they can have positions or they can have influence, but you just know them.
Yes.
But you did not come to the point of saying no. I'm able to sit with this person when I have a specific problem, then I'll be able also to talk to this person. Then he or she can assist me or I can assist this person. Because you find a person anyway who can say, no, I know David. David is working at Eagle FM, or I know Helene. Helene is a CEO somewhere.
Yes.
I even have contacts. I can call her anytime. But that is just knowing people. Did you cement the relationship? Does the person on the end understand that also you are in that either professional relationship or maybe just connection that can be helpful? Yeah, because one thing I've realized is also that, you know, when you go to these events, can be a business event, can be a professional event. Some people are so brilliant. Maybe they have experience, especially from, sorry to say this, but from white community. They always have these cards to say, no, after read this chat, maybe a person see that, no, Heleni has his content. Yeah, take this,
call me when you
and need. I did not understand those things. I thought people were showing off.
Yeah, but and yeah. That is why I like to look at it in yeah. this manner. Name.
Yeah.
There is who you know.
Yeah.
And there is who knows you.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all this.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that the people you know recognizes your value.
Yeah.
Because even if someone knows you and they do not recognize your value, they do not recognize what you bring to the table,
yeah.
they are not able to engage you on certain conversations mm-hmm. because they do not know who you are. Yeah. They know it's David, but yeah. who is David?
Yeah.
Apart from maybe it's the David I go drinking with on weekends.
Yeah.
Apart from my drinking buddy, yeah. who yeah. is David? What is David's value?
Yeah.
And in many cases, this is how you lose out on opportunities because yeah. you do know people, but you do not know or recognize the value of those people. Or sometimes you know people,
yeah.
but do they know you?
Those are difficult questions. Maybe it also depends, where do you know them from? Where did you meet these people?
Yes.
In what state were you in? You met at a wedding, you met at a professional level, you met in town. And what conversation were you giving? Mm-hmm. And also the question that we like to ask is that every person has value, né? But let people also recognize the value that you have. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, when you are sitting on the table, you are bringing something.
Yeah.
You have to bring something on the table. Whether it's ideas, whether it's some people, they are bringing resources. Some people are also bringing, just respect, general respect.
Yes.
Then they can say, no, I think I can work with this guy. Or I think I can trust this person for my business.
Because they have the intellectual capacity to or they are good with people and they are able to carry out this particular business. And that is exactly what I meant by you don't just need to know the person, you also need to know their values. You need to know what they bring to the table so that you are able to work with them. Because I cannot just walk into, you know, somewhere and say, I know I've been laughing with this person for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And because we always end up at the same chilling spots,
yeah.
and we get along really well, and then I decide, you know what, I'm running a business, and I'm gonna put you in a space to run that business for me. You don't know that person like that.
That's true.
You don't know their value like that, and that is why it's important to also know the value people bring into your life.
Yeah.
It's important to know the value, you know, you also bring to this person's life. You know, when I was in school, a lecturer of mine at the time said something that I found crazy back then.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, man, it cannot be like that. That's not how life how life should be.
Yeah.
So this guy said, you cannot have people in your life that you can't use. If you're going to be in each other's lives, you need to be able to use each other. And back then, I was like, but I'm not in people's lives to use them.
but a person must be useful in a respectful manner.
But then as years went by, in as much as, you know, there's this concept of we don't associate with people because of favor. We don't associate with people because of how it could benefit us. The truth is deep down in our hearts.
Yeah.
We know that is exactly why we either associate with people, or maybe that is not the motive from the get-go. But at the end of the day, you'll come to realize that this person is a missing piece to a puzzle you have been trying to solve.
Yeah.
And in that manner, you use them. And perhaps you also become a puzzle, a piece to a puzzle they were trying to solve, and in that manner you are able to use each other. Some people are just marketing magnets.
Yeah.
Like you give them an idea and boom, it flourishes.
No, I think just to put it at the context of you know, the life that we are in, you can't make it alone, and for you to get somewhere you always need people, and these guys are also going to need you. I think it's part of human beings to say, by nature, we are social beings, and we are always built by relations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why when you say it, you must always find people that you can use, or associate people that you can use.
Yeah.
Not in a disrespectful way to say you are using people. It's in the way that you see value in people, and they also see value in you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there's a difference, Eleni. You can know me and you, maybe we know somebody. of video, somebody of video. But I can pick a call and I can pick my phone and call that person. Maybe that person in the meeting, mm-hmm. but he will not pick up my call because of how he knows me.
Yeah.
Then at the same time, when you just call, even if that person was in a meeting, he'll move out or she'll move out of the meeting. Then she can say, no, Eleni, what is the problem? Yeah, or do you have something that I need to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Then you see now the difference between, because people, they always put you at the level where you present yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we're always saying, no, let's find the difference between networking and also knowing people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's find the difference between being vulnerable and just bringing about, you can have 200 phone numbers in your phone. Then when you are in trouble, it's only three people who are going to show up.
Yeah.
Even nobody is going to show up. There's even a point where nobody is going to show up, but you have contacts. You know, these guys, and they are good at what they are doing. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, but then you realize to say, no, I really did not network. Yeah.
You did not network enough to give these people a platform to show up for you. And you know, and as we speak about this conversation, and it just, networking just does not go it's not just limited to businesses and looking for jobs and stuff that.
Yeah.
We can take, there are people's names I would love to mention, but some of their names I will not mention because I do not want any lawsuits coming my way.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely mention the late Hagek in Kope.
Yeah.
If you observed Hagek's diplomatic network, this is someone that built a network with a different people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you would see it through the way he ran. He had relationships with those people. And you would also see it at his passing. People were coming.
Yeah.
But people were coming because it's Hage.
Yeah.
People were showing up because of who he was to them.
Yeah.
Like, he had a leverage with those people. They knew each other at a certain extent. And he's just one of the few people I can mention. But we have other business people in Namibia who are doing very well. What is the correct word? Let's not say globally. It's too big of a word for them.
Maybe at the national level.
At the national no, let's say at an international level.
Okay.
They're doing so well that they are able to attract big businesses to come and do businesses with them in the country. And that is the power of networking. You see there is an opportunity here and you are able to attract, you are able to get people to use, you are able to get people to invest in your ideas, or you are able to ask people for little things such as advice. Sometimes it's just someone that went before you.
Yeah.
We have veteran, let's say we have veteran radio journalists.
Yeah.
As a starter, I can easily go to someone and say, how did you make it in radio?
Yeah.
It's not really about, can you give me what? Even their advice
don't ask people for money. That is that is number one, and that is a big turn off, because if you are networking, there's always this thing of imbalance in terms of maybe levels of life.
Yes.
Somebody is always up, you want to learn from that person, or maybe you are down but you have something and somebody wants something from you.
Mm-hmm.
Then going to people and say, no, I know you are a CEO of what, but send me 10,000, man, I'm broke, or send me something, I want to do A, B, C, and D. That is already a turn off, because if you network and you see value in people, some people, they network, you just want maybe you want recommendation, maybe you want advice, maybe career advice, maybe you want a business idea, maybe you want advice in terms of academics or whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I've realized is that there's also certain somebody whose name I'm not going to mention. and this person is very successful. But the way when you look at his contacts, when you look at the way he's communicating with these people, you realize to say, this guy was so strategic enough to make sure that he has friends in different places where he can benefit, and he also has something to give.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something which when I ask him, he said, no, this thing took me around 15 years just to build that relationship. Because you can talk about who. To you, they are not reachable.
Mm-hmm.
But that person is easy because it's easy. Their friends. Yeah, those are the friends that they deal with. Yeah.
You have built a foundation if you called this person, they would be there at the beak of your call, because you would probably do the same for you. And
let's go for a commercial break.
Okay.
And then we can come back.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real.
From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Okay, I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Yeah.
Like, it always happens when those things happen.
Yeah.
But like we were saying, networking is a two-way road.
Yeah.
And I was going to give a classic example of someone, like, in a way, it's a network.
Yeah.
Because this particular woman, you know, she's doing well in life. She has things her way. She, you know, even when something is going on with her, people show up for her. Her friends show up for her. Her colleagues show up for her. People she knows show us up for her. And then there was a day and we are together and someone tells her, I wish I had your friends. Mm-hmm. And then her response was, Would you put the effort I put in my relationships, in my networks, if you had these people?
Yeah.
Because networking is not just a one-sided thing where every day is just, every day I'm consuming from you.
Yeah.
Every day I'm consuming and consuming and consuming, but you are unable to consume from me. So it's like a relationship in a way. It needs to be, you know, a network needs to be somewhere where you can both come together and you help out. You are able to help each other out way or another.
Just to maintain it and water it.
Yeah.
It's like a garden. Yeah.
Just to keep it going because look, that's the relationship. And people probably will ask, counter that and ask us, so how do people benefit from us as media practitioners?
Yeah.
Because obviously, I know they are listening and they know we call a lot of them for, input. We call a lot of them for advice.
Yeah.
We call them for literally any single thing that we need their expertise input on.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, at the end of the day, maybe this particular organization that is always coming through for us information-wise is hosting an event or is doing something.
Yeah.
We go out there and we cover your event.
Yeah.
And it's like a 50... In a way, it could be that you're doing more than we are doing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not just you continuously giving to us.
Yeah.
And there is never a day you are giving to people. And that is why even with clients...
Yeah.
They tell, there's consideration there to say, you know what? We actually have a relationship with this particular client.
Yeah.
In as much as there is what going on, try your best to report on it, even if, you know, sometimes you just have to report on something because it's David and David is constantly giving you business. David is constantly doing something for you. So in a way, you also just need to put David there to say, but David is always coming through for me. David is coming through for my employees.
Yeah. Even you being an expert on air, one way or the other, you are getting recognition.
Yes.
Yeah. That is also... if you have that relationship. And maybe one thing I wanted to say is that there's a lot of things that we need to learn from others, especially from the Western world. You know, these people are being taught how to network from the very younger age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, I don't know how many times I'm going to use this, okay, but it's not a sin to say white community, who are a bit advanced. When they are sitting in their dinner table, let me say my family come to your family.
Mm-hmm.
I come with my wife and my kids. You are with your husband and your kids. We are sitting on a dinner table. I'm already connecting my kids either to your cousins or to your husband to say, no, this is my daughter Helena, or this is my son David Jr. He's studying way.
Yes.
Or he's doing what? What do you do? No, this one is an engineer. This one is an what? But what happened to our black parents? When they come and meet, your job is just to bring the chair and go up. And these are the same people, these are the same people that you are going to meet when you go to university. Maybe a person is just a friend to your father, but you don't know.
You never know.
You go to a certain business, the same person that was talking to your father, but the relationship was not built. But had this family gathering built on the foundation of to say, no, let me introduce my kids here just for the sake of being known and what they do. Maybe even if they are not going to benefit from opportunities, they are going to benefit from the ideas of these people.
Or just something as simple as a reference. It sounds so simple, yet it's something that could entirely change your mind. I learn a lot. So there's a certain Lisa Matomola in this Namibia of ours. And she always emphasizes on building connections with people and leaving an impression that lasts. Because sometimes employers don't even put out vacancies anymore. And it's becoming very common now that employers don't put out vacancies anymore. Some just come to you and they ask you, no, I'm looking for someone to do ABCD for me. Do you know someone? And if you have built a network that is able to mention your name in rooms where you are not, then that is what you are worth.
No, that's very powerful.
That is very powerful because while you are here on A, someone else is busy singing grace for you the other side.
Somebody defending your name there that you do not know.
Somebody is defending your name and somebody is saying, you know what? Give Hileni a chance. Give David a chance. Because they will be able to execute this particular role that you have for your company. And you know, and when people do this, they are taking a risk on you. Because their reputation is also at risk. At the end of the day, as someone in a networking circle, if you refer someone to me that is not credible, if you refer someone to me that is not trustworthy, come tomorrow and I need someone to be referred to me. There is no way on God's green earth I'm going to come back to you and say, please refer someone to me.
You know. You mentioned something which is very important, especially when it's coming to its recommendation and headhunting.
Yes.
Just to say, no, we don't want anyone. I don't know this person. But just because Hileni said, I don't know how to say Maria is good. Let me say James is good at what he does.
Yes.
Then I can say, no, if Hileni can give this recommendation, let me use this guy.
Yes.
Then most of the time it works. Yeah, the point which I wanted to make is also depends on the conversation that you bring about, because when you are doing a business, you know, you can start the same business with somebody who has a very powerful network, which is useful, same product. Maybe you can even be better at marketing or better at the service that you deliver, but you will not get customers. Some people, they will just come because of the name or because of what you did to them.
Yeah,
that's why I think it also depends on the conversation that we bring when we are at a place where we say, no, this is somebody who I look up to, and this is somebody who I respect so much. Let us elevate the conversation. The conversation should be about opportunity, should be about growth. It should be about educating one another, not about who was spending a lot in alcohol last night or who is driving a better car and all those things, because they will leave you there. They also leave you at the conversation of soccer. If you just talk about soccer in this podcast like us men, they will leave you and say, no, David with Chelsea, I'm a good fan of Chelsea. No, he's a good fan of Chelsea there. But if you talk about other things, they will not let me to enter that conversation because I did not initiate it. Yeah. Or maybe they met me just as an ordinary guy.
As an ordinary soccer
fan. Ordinary soccer fan.
Anywho, to join our conversation here in studio, the number is 083-288-401083, 288-401. That is to join our conversation here in studio and give us your opinion. But just adding to what you said now, the power of networking. Have you seen a business name? Sometimes you even ask yourself, the product is not like top notch. It's not the best of qualities.
The place is not that good.
No finish. The service is not the best.
Yeah.
But for some, and God, this just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
Namibian service, certain Namibian service providers, especially those ones that are overhyped.
Yeah.
Because they know who,
and
they are doing the first lady's hair,
and
they are doing the minister's nails,
and
they are doing, and they are baking for minister who, and they are doing this for influencer who. Like, there's a certain bubble that is built around those people. And you, as an ordinary Namibian, if you are to experience their service, you will question, you'll question kuchata. why did I even come here?
Yeah.
But you came there because of their
the
network.
Name. Yeah, yeah.
You came there because you saw a good recommendation from someone that you perhaps look up to.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but if my favorite minister is getting her nails done here,
yeah,
I'm also going to go ahead and get my nails done at this particular space. So the network this person has is already able to attract so many people, despite the service that she is giving. Oh God!
Yeah, no, you know, there is this thing of psychological biasness. You can come to the point, then you say, no, maybe it's me who don't understand really, maybe the taste of food. Yeah, but the service is just not proper. But that is not where our conversation is going. Our conversation is saying, networking can give you an upper hand in whatever you do.
Yeah,
networking can give you an upper hand in whatever you do. And especially business people, you can find a very so clean business. You can find everything that is need to be done is there. But when you look at the clients, there's no one coming. There's no one coming because there's no name. There's no name. There's no network. Then there's no people who can come and support you. Some people are just coming to support you because it's Irene's business. Let me pass by and support it. Yeah, because you did something to me maybe 5 years ago, but because you say, no, you have a certain business that you do, I have to come to you and support you. Yeah.
And that is what I'm realizing. You know, there's this notion in Windhoek especially that andongoi hore. No, and it's a true thing. I've seen it so many times. I've witnessed it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, there are just certain places that you want to go to, and people will be like, ah, ndongas.
Yeah.
Ndongas are always supporting each other. Ndongas,
take the call,
you can have them alive.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. Sorry, guys. I was listening to help. You are getting feedback.
No, it's fine. The feedback is now gone.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a feedback from the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was, he gave me some important information. Then I went to research.
Mm-hmm.
Which was more useful. About the municipality of Windhoek, because I'm staying in Windhoek.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I went to my brother. I think you remember me.
Oh, okay. You are the one who is asking about SME development training.
Yeah, at least the training. They must have a training for you and so on.
So you are
in business.
You assisted me?
Yeah. I went there now. There even a little program which is going on in June.
Then you must keep on you must keep on supporting us also.
Very much.
Yeah, that's maybe what is okay apart from that, thank you that you got help, ne? What is your contribution to our conversation?
Oh, your conversation. You know, ne?
Yeah.
The most thing is I think most important thing is connection is what we don't do much.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think also to make it is people in a place, you have to spend a lot for you to just to meet them sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you know somebody who knows somebody. Tell you to meet up, you know, all those, then you are lucky. But sometimes you just have to, let me say, like, you know, we have some friends in the restaurant here in the hotel.
Yeah.
As long as you are there.
Yeah.
Feeling even like alone, just to observe.
Yeah.
You might meet up some people there.
You know what is very interesting? Even those guys who are there, they are also looking for connections. you think it's only you who is invading their place, but they are looking for connections also.
That's the thing now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may end up, if you are lucky, you're bumping somebody. And I think for me, I'm always, I like to listen to the person what is saying.
Okay.
Because if you start with your conversation talking about how you're doing your business and so on, sometimes the person, you might chase a person away.
Yeah. No. But sometimes it's always a fear of starting the conversation.
Yeah. But sometimes I think if okay, you know
so, sorry, ne? Just hold on. We are going to a commercial break then.
Bills to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, just to conclude your point, sir.
Yeah, let me conclude. You say when you are, let me say now, I meet up with your boss. There's no time for me to talk about soccer or anything.
Okay.
Because this is a person which I know him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, or even I will never meet. Okay. As long as I know the name.
Okay.
That then, yeah, you know, I see him. Then now you don't need to start about to talking about soccer and anything. No. It's very easy for you to start a conversation, then you see how what he's saying.
Okay.
And sometimes, so maybe in the mix, we can mix up with you, yeah, about your business or your what your product and so on.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's maybe, but seriously, I think also we need what. I'm happy at least you guys are giving us information, important information. That's why I'm now hooked up with City of Window. But I think they need to come on board. Not you guys go and look for information. They need to come to Eagle FM, paying as long as they are paying a living advertisement.
No, then we are talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way we are talking, yeah.
No. Then you are talking because that is also, you must also network with them so they can connect to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They need to. They need to. Okay. Seriously. Okay. So everybody can get information. Thank you for
Thank you so much. You know, David.
Yes.
This is actually the type of calls you would love to have as someone that is trying to make a difference every day, because you don't just want to come here on a daily basis and you talk and you go home with a barely audible voice, and at the end of the day no one takes anything out of it. So like we love this type of feedback, and some of them don't call to say it here.
Thank
but you know
you. Yeah.
They send you a message and they are like, wow, thank you.
But it's always good.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised at how many of our listeners actually go out of their way to just, you know, be grateful to people and just do something for you. Like even just a call to say thank you. You know, you had this conversation and it impacted me in this way. And that is why Eagle FM is here. We are here to drive conversations.
Yeah.
Some may be uncomfortable, but that is it.
Yeah, but it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted to, you know, like go into the, you know, just a bit of to say the types of networking. You know, some people network for different reasons, of course. Some people are forming professional relationships to drive business success. Some are just looking for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Some are looking for suppliers, investors, or customers. And I can give you examples of things that happen in the country.
Yeah.
But I used I would like to say we don't use it, or you don't really exploit the platforms we have been used.
Yeah.
If you take things such as a trade fair, if you take things such as Windhoek Showgrounds, you'd realize that there are a lot of businesses there, and the aim is actually to go there, network, find clients, find potential customers for your business.
Yeah.
You know, just talk to people. But guys, what do we go there and do?
No, just let me catch you. You know, one thing I've seen also, I've seen it with not only with me but with people, especially Namibians.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem of observing a person. You know, you must start a conversation. You just expect the person to start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But you are supposed to start a conversation to say, no, I'm Hileni, I do A, B, C, and D, and what. They just have this fear of rejection to say, no, what is the person going to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person can come from town and say, no, I met a lot of ladies by then, they were inspired by Dilish. Even now, maybe. They say, I don't know. But they say, no, I met the lady in town. She was what? But did you speak to a person that you are interested in modeling or acting?
Yeah.
You did not. Yeah. That's why I'm saying, let us know, let us learn how to network, and also let us learn how to start a conversation and kill this fear of being rejected by people. Because some people, they look like they are not reachable, but they are reachable.
People are reachable, David, it's also your priorities that need to be in the right spaces.
Yeah.
Because do you know, you know, for a very long time, since we were kids, we were fighting to go to trade fair.
Yeah.
But we were not going there for the right reasons. Even now, you want to go to showgrounds, but you want to go to showgrounds so that you can hold hands with your girlfriend in front of those, those shanties that rotate, and then you guys are there screaming, instead of being at the business halls, and there should be the fun, but then you also need to take at least a few minutes out of the 5 hours you spend there to network and at least walk away with a number or two.
Yeah,
and that is the advice I have for people. If you enter a room with big names, potential clients, potential anything, walk away with at least two numbers.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say is also that human beings, they need one another. That's why in international relations, they always talk about common interests and other things. But you can find somebody who has everything when you're looking at the person, but you can still impact the life of that person. Yes. Because there is always something that you have to give. That's why if you identify the quality that you have, there is always something that you bring. Because most of the time, we put ourselves down because we don't have resources. But there is always something that you give this person, then you can trade. Either that person is going to refer you to somebody who can refer you to somebody, or that person is going to give you an opportunity, or that person is going to give you an idea. Mm-hmm. Some people are just born with good ideas. Some people are just born to advise.
Yeah.
Then when you come closer to this person, then you engage a person, then you'll be able to come up with something.
Yes, and that is why there is something called a strategic networking.
Yes.
Where you are making deliberate efforts to network with an individual over something. Let's quickly go for a commercial break, and we will be back right after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Siwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara urikwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshigwana ashi.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment. Helene, you were talking about strategic networking.
In studio with me is David Shombe. And
Yeah. Of
course me, you know, the usual Royal Highness Helene Nane. And, we are 7 minutes out of our conversation. And in as much as I sound like a zombie, we are really going to try and finish strong.
Yeah.
So there is strategic management. Strategic networking.
Yeah.
Which is when you deliberately.
It's actually part of strategic management also. It's the same thing.
Okay. So strategic networking is when you deliberately put efforts in connecting with certain individuals. Because if you want to be a business person, you cannot be influencing the English just wants to dribble me.
It's running away.
Yeah, it's trying me today. So if you want to be a business person, then I would say you need to strategically place yourself in positions where you are able to meet more business people compared to places where you are able to meet more artists or more doctors. Yeah. I'm not saying there is anything wrong with those people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the expertise that you need
to
go forward or to execute what you require lies within the business community. So you need to align yourself more to the business type, to the business people, to business expos, to business related events, so that you are able to get what you need. But if you are interested in becoming a surgeon, then of course your go-to place is health conferences, where they are talking about how many hearts they have successfully operated, how many eyes they've transplanted, they were able to transplant from what animal to which human being,
medical research and all those things.
Medical research and all those things. But so
you have a point, né?
Yes.
You have a point, because when you talk about strategic networking, you find a person, let me say you are a teacher or you are a journalist. Let me give you an example of a teacher. You are a teacher or you are a student teacher, but 80% of the people that you have in your contacts are musicians, or 80% of the people that you have are engineers, which is not wrong at all, but you put your priorities where your future is not. Because these guys, they are in their area. You may get one thing or two, but you are supposed to have a lot of people who are already ahead in your field that can mentor you. Because at the end of the day, you are with musicians, but you don't have any ambition to become a musician or a DJ. but you are studying to be an agriculturalist or maybe a scientist.
Yes.
Then you are not doing something. You are not strategic enough.
No, you are not.
Yeah, you are not.
And in being strategic comes with a lot of things. It needs to be in a way that you position yourself to benefit from things that align with what you want to be.
Yeah.
For instance, if you constantly and continuously visit media houses and you're an aspiring journalist, somewhere, somehow, someone would one day just take, a media press release and hand it to you and say, you know what, write me a story there quickly. I want to see something.
Yeah.
And boom, from there you could get into the industry, you could start as a freelancer, something could come up for you, or they'll just be like, guys, we are shorting a hand, you know, like let's say at moments like what Namibia is currently experiencing, the loss of our founding father, you need people almost everywhere. There the body is going to 7 regions. Speaking under correction, if they still did not change something, because they're always changing something. So there the body is going to 7 regions, but do you have people in all 7 regions? Sometimes it's just this, and then you tell yourself, but we have a person with this particular type of interest in region A. Can we maybe ask them to just go to the event and record something for us? And because this person already has common interest in what you are doing, it will be easy for you to get that effort out of them. It will be easy for you to get on board with them.
Yeah, I think you are right. You know, when you spoke about strategic networking, a person must have a direction where a person is going. And when you have a direction, you must look at, where are you going? Which people are in that route? Yeah, when you understand that you are at the same route with people that you want, then it's easier for you to network.
Yes.
Then it's easier for you to network. Maybe one thing which I want to say before we, because we only have 2 minutes. One thing which I want to say is that you must also know, by the time you start networking and advancing either in your career or either in business, there's also a time to shed off some of the network or bonds which were not strategic at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, these guys, they will not want you to behave the way you used to behave.
And some of them don't mix.
Yeah, they don't mix. Yeah, because if you have your mentality that you have been with when you were young, but we start mingling with these people, they can also set boundaries. To say, no, you are sitting at our table, we only talk business here, or when you are here, we are respectful, or we don't talk about the negative stuff or whatsoever.
Yes.
Then you must also be ready to enter into people's circle. And you must be ready to change, because you want to be like them.
And realign yourself with their morals and values
that
they stand for.
Yeah.
Because there are certain people that tell you it's A or nothing.
Yeah.
And they do not compromise.
It's true.
And as a person, you should also not be just willing to compromise for all your morals, unless it's like dearly valuable. But just to add to what I was saying, David, you also need to be very proactive.
Yeah.
You need to constantly attend events. You need to You need to constantly attend events. You need to put yourself out there. You need to just be active. You cannot be at home every day and you are telling yourself, I really just want to meet fellow business people. I want to meet people that are equally interested in gaming as
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
But you're just in the house. You're not doing anything.
That is wishful thinking.
Yes, you should also be able to provide value first. And I think this is the one we overlook the most. Because especially when you're meeting people of a higher caliber than yourself, you need to be able to already establish from the get-go that this is the value I'm able to bring to you as a person.
Yeah.
Because they know you can use them.
Yeah.
But they also need to know that they can leverage you for something.
Yeah, and maybe you also need to do this. Don't go to people, then you know yourself too much. To that extent, you just want to... Because people don't need a gardener, or they don't need somebody to wash their car. They need somebody of value.
Sell yourself.
Yeah, sell yourself.
I don't know. Sometimes you just have to sell yourself.
Yeah, you must sell yourself.
You will learn when you
are there. Yeah, you learn when you are there. You must sell yourself and don't put yourself too down and look too desperate. Although sometimes you really need something from them. But if you just give yourself like that, I don't think they'll take you serious. Because one thing I know, people who have experience in maybe in business, or it can be just professional people who are at the highest level. These guys, they dealt with a lot of people in their lives. And when you come to them, you must be a bit different from a lot of people. Otherwise, they're just looking at you like an ordinary person.
Mm-hmm.
Because other people are also trying to sell themselves. Yes.
Is Uncle Fly here?
I think so.
Okay, because obviously I omitted the part of, you know, the common mistakes people make when they are networking. And, you know, maybe we will touch on those. Before I get this coding of my life again, we'll definitely have to touch on, you know, the type of mistakes people make when it comes to networking, you know. Another day, not today. I'm not saying tomorrow either, but I'm just saying we will definitely be touching on those at a later stage, because they are also common mistakes people make, and that is why you are able to know people that are that have a lot of potential, but you are not able to get anything out of them. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I give David to do the closing remarks because it's good night from me.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us, and wish you strength again to listen to all the programs from Miguel FM. Now we are going to head over to Omtuma program with Tate Fly and Naruvanda, and have a good Thursday.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omwaka runga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyoe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhoongereka dhayoloka. Ngashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere oapumba umaimbiro uongereka yoe gakarega wezwako. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili meholamo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. kunongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nuneudo otukwetira o special angetashia kengeshefa omarudi tayoloka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye
Nalpangere ku maneni pamwe na namandi una yakalata kingo programa yetu njeno ziko ne tepo pingane nga pomboga ya dete hile nye maneni manga kubebi joye namandi gikakandi ne pamwe kwa lukira namandi waiema Aso jawana paske na David Namandi kanti kuchongin. Ewa, na teni kome kono programa eto. Ndete kucha kiko kombinga nombinga o mouha lapo nawa. Uneko zira na kuningi na kukando kondume na mpono ilipo njoshino nga wakala. Pura kena ikira fama natu ya kondirapo. Atu liri onkokoli. Washington dashetu nsamane Dr. Shafushuna Nuyoma. Oye, talirwa. Nasato pinge hii. O shito dhimuru kwa shiriko konga njira ketu ndaro hono okweri no tahuko luangane o njo kono na unene ya mweno kuri akara popepinae unene ya mwe akara ta komandwa kuye o tahuko lora kikumo tahuko lora kene shiwete non kene adengwa ponti ma nepo mwenyo adengwa po mwenyo koshi Kogo, Shakwata, o Namibia, o Afrika, nunya uke konono, undwete kucha ayikota imdimbrukwa. Kucha shono, ali etri wa kombatevi. Uyu kucha kakumu kwa etri wa kombatevi, kuna ikoshino, isina kwa ntashia, ali alo, eno kulonga. Ya mwotwa dopa, natu shironga, shutwa itu endela. Ya mwe, we shironga, shisha, isina ukara. Ya, kombatevi, kakushikupu. Kakushikupu. Naruhe tokara uri nao. Naruhe tokopua mua nao. Atu dhimburu kwa Yesu sakwa aliko mbadaibi. Ndere efimboli mwina kageyanga ande ntathanga antune karatene momo tembeli mono. Adatarandita. Ya. Ano oshoshiri nga wakucha. Oshinakuanithwa. Inakuanithwa. Nama ukwacha getu. Otui ogiri. Kekumu kwa shitwa nukwacha ya wili. Nonke ene. Shono alongo. Atushipandula. Atushipandula. Noita atuetho kushipandula. Kasharishipu. Shona tango kazi ya shideuna tango kushironga. Nonke ene. Atuti. Aye. Ombi dinado. Zimepora. Nadomo ngali dhilimeri na tadi karandulako. O shoshiringao. Mahekele kukombi nga dhiri no dhiri. Otaka sikire na tango kucho muyuni mwa Afrika. Nomo Namibia o. Nduete atuho talipa mangiromo pandishimwe. Onga a Namibia, onga Afrika, onga horimbili. Ucho shiringa o. Etina nyonga inatango ya kauruma. Opolo kama etu nina atukatala koi Ni matu ipopingaru kia tahane pinjonjo kone ni motu itale kucha nana tashitingini. Masiku gaziko hamare, tela tupopio makenko. Tahane tutale tatifulansa naemo, yetupo atumpulo mapuro, yetupe kene shwete na mapeka pekoge. O, Fransa, haya ike, ndeto kucha o Fransa omwairi o enji moshiwana. Nde o enji, Aluya no kuganja moerere. Na tuhalo kuganja, na tahala sio kupewa. Hai, Fransa, fia na indepuishe, boe ni oe taposhike. Fransa, fia na epo na tango, oe taposhike. Na mwe etashuna, tuetako shiwana, tutopura ya thaneni, tushiringeni o idea nengo madhiradhiro, ngono tagaburu kututunga, na ashike tashiburu kutu yambura po mashiru ngo mashitunda, shetusha na mibia. Ya, yeah. Oh, njwete natukaini mengungu bano? Oh, moro samane. Tate kuru, semanu yoma. Wado ta passion fangane moshiro nguwa shike. Ye, mesku jotango. Aye. Tuke mpake ni nambiri. Ya. Tati Franza lina atuka pia nyashano. Ndati etanda. Matanda. Ndaka nduwe kuchana matanda kiri kangapi. Na andinwe neno jinyano. Shwa andike mpura. Ya. O natango atuka ya pomisiru wakaro. Pe ndete nga kuchina tu ya tuyo sapo na ya pende po nawa. Ngeta shiapo misiru wakaro. Na kwa mpungu. Ndete kucha opena ilme imwe idhira. Imo misiru wakaro. Imwe natango kaisi yeto ya kwa mpungu. Nenge o iliko mbinga ya kwa mpungu. Ano osho shiringao. Oteke tupangane kucha emwene kushwe tengini. Inuinyangana ndinande. Potuende ni pamwe no programa etu.